This is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, episode number 73. Let's go!
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Come on, now just roll to the front. What up? To all of my dance teachers out there in podcast land. What's up with you? How you doing? How you feeling this week? I'm feeling good. Feeling real good. Well, actually, I'm recovering, I have to say. I mean, I will be feeling good probably by tomorrow. I'll be 100%. But right now, I'm in recovery mode. Just got back from a long convention / competition weekend. And to my dance teachers out there, if you go out and do competitions and conventions, you know what I'm saying. I'm talking about exhausted. You feel me? I'm talking about, just gone. I came in yesterday. Now, you know how it is. And I ain't even do my intro yet, but I'm gonna go back to it. Well, matter of fact, hold on. Let me do my intro. So the intro is, you get this podcast on Podomatic.com. You can get on the website, www.mrchrishiphopdance.com. Follow me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. Is at Mr. Chris Hip Hop. What's up for Facebook? That is Zonda, Z-O-N-D-A, Flex, F-L-E-X. And also, there's another page, Mr. Chris Hip Hop Dance. You can hit me up on that. So, like, subscribe, comment on the podcast. Give me 5-star rating. All of that. All right. So after the convention. So the name of the convention is Ash, A-S-H, convention. And shout out to Ash. Dope convention. I got inspired. My wife got inspired. The kids got inspired. And just the overall weekend, lots and lots of scholarships. I mean, they was giving away joints like Ellen, like Oprah. You know what I'm saying? I really loved that. Really, I mean, it was great just to see a convention like that just give back and pour into the kids. So shout out to Ash. If you don't have or if you haven't gone to check them out in your city, definitely peep them out. That is Ash, A-S-H, convention. Dope teachers. Greg Russell, tap teacher, amazing. He's one of those teachers where I just looked in the room for like 2 minutes and got inspired just hearing him talk. And he had to hear him tap. He just started talking, and he made me want to be a better communicator. So, so that was dope. But exhausted. So in my head, you know, because I knew Super Bowl was coming on Super Bowl Sunday. So I'm like, yo, you know, teachers, how we do when you're teaching or you're at a convention, a competition, a recital, you're there and you just buried in it. You know what I'm saying? You are in it to win it. But in your head, you see, like, if there's other events going on, like, you know, college football or any kind of event that's going on that's outside of dance. So in your head, you're like, you know, I could be doing that right now. You picture yourself doing that right now. So the whole time we at the Ash convention, all I'm thinking about is, man, I can't wait. Get ready for the Super Bowl. I'm going to put these wings on. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have some chips and queso, and we're going to be chilling at the house on vacation mode, relaxing, enjoying the Super Bowl. How about, I did go to the store. Now, I'm in the store. I actually ran into one of our parents who, it's a parent that's bringing their kid to the studio. So I kind of called her in that moment where it was like, hey, how you doing? First thing they say is, hey, I'm definitely coming to the Saturday class. I'm like, whoa, it ain't no pressure. I'm just here. But we were just talking. I was telling her how exhausted I was. She was like, I could tell you look like it. I was walking around that store like a zombie. Just gone. So anyway, so I did go to the store, got my wings. I was ready. Got to the house, start cooking. Had the radio on, so when I'm driving, it was like, Super Bowl kickoff is in 15 minutes. I was like, I got to hurry up. Get back to the house. I got the wings done. The kids was eating the wings. We chilling. And I was like, at first, I had the Super Bowl on in the living room. So I was like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to watch it in my bedroom for like the first quarter. I'm just going to sit down, kick my feet up for a minute, relax. Man, I went in that bedroom. I seen the Atlanta Falcons put up 14 points. I was like, oh, man, it's over. Atlanta's on fire. They giving it to them. I think I sent out one DM to my boys. I was like, them birds putting it on them. I seen the response come back. They was like, yep, killing them. Next thing I know, I woke up. It was 11:30 at night. I said, what happened? I was confused. It took me a minute. I'm looking at the clock like 11:30. Wait, what? Is it lunch? About to be lunchtime? Did I miss a day? Then I realized I went to sleep on the Super Bowl. And so I had to go on and see who won. Old New England came back on them in overtime and won it. I was like, man. Shout out to E.T., the hip-hop preacher, and the crew. They always talking about winners always find a way to win, no matter what. I just knew Atlanta had that in there. But New England, they got that winning mindset. They got that winning attitude. So shout out to the Patriots. They came back, put it on them. But, yeah, exhausted. I came in the living room, and my wife just laughed at me. I was like, I'm so confused. She's like, baby, go back to bed. I'm coming right behind you. So got up, and still, you know, I'm kind of groggy because the convention, it kind of puts it on you. But nevertheless, inspired, ready to start this week of classes, ready to get that thing popping. And, yeah, so let me talk about a couple of things out in these dance streets. That's going on that we need to check out. First one is, did you see, if you was watching the Super Bowl? Now, I did not see it. I recorded it, though, so I had to go back and watch the joint. But my man Lil Buck got busy on there with the ad. Now, let me pull up the article. There's an article that Dan Spirit wrote a while back. And I want to kind of get into that a little bit because there's some technique things. And when I did see the Super Bowl, and I'll put a link to this on the podcast so you can check him out. But Lil Buck, if you don't know who he is, Lil Buck is actually from my state, from Tennessee. He's from Memphis. And then weirdly enough, for a while there, I was running a dance agency. I was actually the South branch of DDO Artist Agency, which is based out of LA. And I was running the Nashville branch. And I had went to Memphis, this was, you know, a while back, and was getting some talent there. And Lil Buck was one of them. Before he, you know, blew up and was doing his thing like he is now, I seen him out right off the bat. I was like, this kid is incredible. I gotta have him. So he came on. Next thing I know, I would go down there doing workshops. He was doing choreography. And now the dude is just on fire. So there's two commercials that he's in. One of them is the AirPods commercial for the iPod joint. So check that out. Lots of gliding in there. Awesome tutting in there. Definitely check that out. I'll put the link in the podcast. And then the one on the Super Bowl, it was him and Sia linked up to a song called Move Your Body. And yeah, so in the article it says it's titled Man and Machine. And so Lil Buck's already cyborgy skills with the mechanical workings of a luxury car. Didn't get enough of the Joker defying gravity in the Apple ad. Well, you get plenty of this one, plenty of it in this ad too. He shows off his fabulous footwork, not just on the floor, but also on the walls and the ceiling. So it talks about Lil Buck being a Joker. And so if you haven't heard of Memphis Jukin, I'm definitely going to hip you to it in this podcast. And let you know what's up, because it is definitely a foundational move in hip hop. And it's one of those moves and one of those styles, rather, that a lot of people are not hip to. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people are. I seen it firsthand when I went down to Memphis. I was like, what is the dance that everybody's doing with the footwork? And there's certain moves that they do. And they was telling me this is called Memphis Jukin. So in my move of the day category this week, I'm going to highlight Memphis Jukin, and it's by the man himself, Lil Buck, doing a Jukin tutorial where he is going to show you all the dope moves, and I'm going to share them with you on this podcast today. So, move of the day. Actually, this is a four-part move. There's four moves and one. But the move of the day or the style of the day for this podcast is called Memphis Jukin. So, and again, you'll be able to get the links in the podcast so you can check it out. Study it, learn it. It's not... The actual moves themselves are hard. One of them is, but it's something that you can look at as a dance teacher, and you can definitely work on it. So I want you to watch these tutorial videos, work on it, and teach them to your students. And as far as music, like I said, you can hit me up on my Mr. Chris Hip Hop Beats, either the first one or the second one album, and any of the double time beats that are on there with the doom, doom, cat. I think there's a song on part two called Work. You can use that and you can teach these things. So here it is. Four moves that you can use to teach your kids the basics, the foundations of Memphis Jukin. All right, so number one, there's a move called the buck jump. The buck jump. B-U-C-K, jump. Right, and it's where your feet are coming up, and you'll see it in the tutorial video, but you're lifting your feet up, your knees are kind of turned in, but you kind of got a bob going, so you're like, oops, that's, oops, I do this, ah, right, so lifting the foot up, the hands kind of go with it, you'll see on the tutorial, and the knees are turned inside, so your feet are kind of facing the outside when you do it, so that's one foundation move. The second one is also part of the buck jump. So I'm gonna say buck jump two, because this is how he described it in the video. But this one is very, very, very close to the running man. It looks just like the running man, where you got, except you're not going as fast, but your feet are going, you know, front and back at the same time. And you gotta watch his hands and his shoulders. So when you poom, the hands and shoulders go up, the right foot goes front, left foot goes back. Bam, doom, bam, doom. Bam, doom, bam. You want to hit that doom in the middle. That out, middle, out, middle, out, middle. And it's going front to back. So that's it. So the buck jump part one and part two. The third move in Memphis Jukin is the toe stall. But this one actually has a double in it, where he did a toe stall into a surfboard. Now this one, I'm going to say, goes into your intermediate slash advanced students. The younger ones might be able to do the toe stall. The surfboard is kind of hard. So the toe stall is basically, you know, Michael Jackson used to go up on his toes. Like, so it's like that, but you go up on one toe. You don't have to go fully all the way up on the toe. You can just go, you don't have to go on point on it, but you can just go up. You know what I mean? Like for my younger students, I would teach it where you just, you know, you're lifting your heel up. The older ones, though, they can go on there. Like, some of my older kids can get all the way up on top of the toe. Shoot, I remember when I was going on, I used to, going to the toes was like one of my key moves when I used to battle. But I went on my toes, so I used to be, my toes used to be bent over in this joint. They used to be, man, my whole, I'd be on my, the bones of my toe. I'd be on the flat part of my foot. I'd be so far up on my toes, toes is black right now. Toenails is like, that took a beating off from going up on the toes. But I had to do it. I was like, this is my power move. This is how I take you out. So going up on the toe stall. So you up on the toe on one toe, and then you take the other foot, like the right foot, and it's almost like you're doing a back cross, but you take your foot and you trace it along the heel of the left foot. You'll see it on the tutorial. Then you bring it back to the front, drop the heel down. Very dope. You can also do that move with your beginner students and your younger ones, and just call it the surfboard and take out the toe stall. If they can't get up there, you use that right foot and just trace the pattern. You know what I mean? And that can go under your footwork category. So that's number three, toe stall into a surfboard. And then the last one It's called the knee slide. And he does this. He goes in a full circle. You'll see it on the video. On there, I would suggest if you know you're going to teach this, go ahead and let the kids know a week ahead of time to get some knee pads, which is good because there's lots of moves that they're going to need them. The knee pads should definitely be an essential, resource in the dance bag for hip hop. You know, hats too. Hats, knee pads. You know what I mean? So just like in all the other styles, you gotta have different things. You gotta have your point shoes, your ballet shoes, your tap shoes, your leotard, your tights. For hip hop, go and throw some knee pads in there. But let them know. Let them know we're gonna work on the moves. It's gonna involve your knees. And dance teachers, you can do this. If you can't do this, now I know me, I've had a couple knee situations. Just talking to my boy earlier today. And we went hard in sports when we was younger, so the knees done took a beating. Find somebody who can, just show it to them. You know what I mean? Let them know. Copy the video on your Evernote. Show them this knee move right here. But you do it for me, have them demonstrate for the class, and boom. Have them do it, make sure they have the knee pads on. So that's the knee slide. So that's your four moves of the day, all combined into one style, which is called Memphis Juking. And it is Buck Jump Part 1, Buck Jump Part 2, toe stall into a surfboard and the knee slide. Use that joint. They are dope. And definitely check them out. So what else do we got? Some new music. So I ran across this song. I was actually watching this video where this dude was popping and isolating. And the song on it was dope. It was kind of laid back and chill. Never heard it before. So I was like, what is that song? So I got a song for you that's a must for you to have. And if you cannot get, I'm going to put the link of the song in on the playlist. But if you can't get it, like this one's on SoundCloud. So I want to say to my teachers out there, get the SoundCloud app and use that as one of your resources as well. If you don't have SoundCloud, get it. It's very, very useful. You know what I'm saying? There's so many songs and new artists on there that put out music, and you know what I mean? A lot. You gotta listen for language still, no matter what music you're listening to, but I find so many dope tracks on here that I'm not gonna find necessarily on Spotify or iTunes, so get it. Get the app on your phone. There's no fee on it yet. I remember for a while they was talking about charging for SoundCloud, but it hasn't happened yet. So get that joint, and then check this one out. The artist is called, or the guy that posted, his name is Stuss, and it's spelled S-T-U-S-S. The song is called Cream, C-R-E-M-E. It is a dope, smooth popping track. You can use it for your isolation drills, you can use it for your freestyle circle, but definitely different. Definitely dope. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and play a clip for you so you can see what I'm talking about, because I don't want you to take my word for it. Check this out. Song called Cream, artist is Stuss, and it's on your SoundCloud app. So check it out. Here it is. Coming to you live on the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast. New music. Check it out. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. So there it is. That happened. That's dope. Love that. Love that track. So, what else is going on? If you haven't heard, about the Catch Me Outside, How About That challenge, definitely something that you need to check out. It's kind of funny. It's a trip because my wife called me in. It was a girl and her mom. I think they were having some problems. They was on the Dr. Phil show. And my wife was like, you have to see this. Like, I know you, because I normally, my wife loves Dr. Phil. I do not watch Dr. Phil, but I like Dr. Phil. I actually got a couple of his books that I love, but I just don't watch the show. That is my wife's jammy jam, though. But she was like, "You got to see this girl." And then when the kids got home, I was like, "You got this girl is a trip." So she's on there and she just going off on everybody, and she did a line in there, just "Catch me outside, how about that?" And she kept. I think for a week after that, the whole family, we was in the car going somewhere, we was repeating her like, "Good." Good and good and so it's just, I was like, your girl is almost so. Before I knew it, next thing I know, my man the Remix God, he be putting out the remixes. If you haven't heard the greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes, he put that one out. So he's done another remix, and of course the wonderful dancers of these internet streets have put out a dance challenge called the Catch Me. And he said, she said, "Catch me outside." And they put cash, because that's how she ran the words together. "Catch me outside, how about that?" And that's how they did the joint. So, but definitely check this out. I'm going to play a little bit for you right here so you peep it out. And if you need, for the last song, for the Cream song, as well as this one, if you want me to, like if you having problems getting on the download and you just want a download of it, send me an email, chris@mrchrishiphopdance.com. Request that and I will send it to you, to my wonderful dance teachers out there, just so you can have it, because you need this for your life. I got my entire whole life to the Catch Me Outside, How About That challenge. And I did, for some of you that follow me on Instagram, I did take, actually, I did the purple Lamborghini combo that I taught before. If you haven't seen that, check that out on my YouTube channel as well as Instagram. But check it out. I told them, I was like, "Give me that purple Lamborghini combo, and I want you to do it to this song." As soon as it came on, you don't see it in the video, but everybody on the side was cracking up. So definitely something that, you know, it's a fun little element to add to class. Keeps the kid laughing. They know it already. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they're on Instagram, if they know about the hashtags, they already know this is going on. So it's always a trip for me to pull something in that they're familiar with, and I don't tell them. I just drop it, and they be like, "Oh, no, he did." You know what I mean? Just to give the class a little bit of that, you know, flavor. You know what I'm saying? So check that out. It's the Catch Me Outside, How About That challenge. And I said I was gonna play it for you. Let me drop this one. Catch Me Outside, How About That, on Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast. I mean, there you go. Catch Me Outside, How About That? Here's another song, another banger. Ooh. Now, this one right here. All right. Okay. All I'm saying is your girl Missy Elliott done dropped another heater. If you have not heard it, oh, my goodness. It's called I'm Better. It's a whole nother feel to it. But it's dope, 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 dope. And, see, I'm gonna have to put a couple of links on here for you. There's an article on there where it talks about Jay Chenoweth and Casey Rice, which, so let me read it to you. So it says, "Are your Sunday scaries in full swing? Need some more insanely talented dancers to tide you over until the Super Bowl halftime show later tonight," which was dope. Shout out to the Super Bowl again. Dope halftime show. "Well, you're in luck, because Wildebeest and Tim Milgram just dropped a new class video, and it features two all-star DS cover stars. It is set to Missy Elliott's I'm Better, so it truly doesn't get better than that. The amount of hashtag winning in this video pretty much speaks for itself. So do yourself a favor and watch Jay Chenoweth and Casey Rice and Zach Venegas' name, maybe? Absolutely slay. So I will, yes, I will, for my dance teachers out there, put this video in the link. If you don't know Jade Chenoweth and KC Rice, you have to check them out. Super duper dope dancers. But this song, though, all right, so I've already started right off the bat. I started as soon as I heard it. Actually, as soon as I seen the video. There's certain videos that just inspire me like crazy. This is one of them. I get up and created like a whole, like 32 counts of eight with popping and tutting and animation, and because it's a different song. It's a different feel. And her words like da 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 da. You know what I mean? A lot to play with. Definitely, this is going in the category of one of my advanced combos. I tell you what, if you want, I haven't recorded the combo, but if you want me to record that, send you a link to that of what I did to it. Send me an email as well, chrisandmrchrishiphopdance.com. I'll shoot that to you. I'll shoot that to you because you are my dance teachers. You are my family. You my tribe. You out there doing your thing, and just holler at me. Holler at me. Holler at me. I like to know. But yeah, so this song, there's definitely some language in there. So. When I first get it, I have Spotify as well as Tidal. When I went to Tidal, I was able to find the clean version on there. So shout out to Tidal for posting the most clean tracks out of all the streaming. So if you don't have Tidal, get it. T-I-D-A-L. Definitely another resource for my dance teachers out there where you can find, when you get some of those popular songs like that, and you know, you want to bust them, you want to do the thing, check it out on Tidal. Now, that particular one, I actually have a whole nother podcast. I got to wrap this one up. But that one, in the dance that I'm doing, it has some techniques in there that you can branch off from there, and you can work it all the way down. So that inspired me to do some waving, some popping, some tutting, some animating. So which means when you go to the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Dance Moves album, you start off with the King Tut song. You know what I mean? You want to do that, work on technique. Doesn't matter what age it is, that's just how I'm going to filter it. Same thing with waving. You want to go to the Zonda 101, go reteach the wave. On the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Dance Moves, the 8-part wave. You know what I mean? And you just work it like that. But let me know. I'll definitely send that to you. But check it out. I'm better. If you can use the instrumental, because some of the subject matter in there, you know what I mean? You might not want to rock with that. So definitely type in the instrumental. The track itself is dope, dope, dope. Definitely danceable. If you can't find the instrumental or you need to download it, shoot me an email. I'll shoot that to you. So yeah, definitely dope. One more thing that's a must see that I got to talk about. Yeah, which is another one of my wife's favorite shows. She loves Ellen. I actually love Ellen too. Ellen makes me happy. Ellen gives me life. I love that she dances all the time. And it definitely makes you, puts a smile on your face and makes you love dance even more. But got to read this article. If you haven't seen the Ellen, actually Twitch threw Ellen a little birthday joint. If you haven't seen it, you gotta check it out. So here's the article. It says, Twitch got Ellen the cutest, danciest birthday present. And this is on a Dance Spirit article that they wrote. It says, can we talk about how wonderful the Twitch Ellen DeGeneres best friendship is? They've hearted each other for ages. Remember their epic duet with Ellen doing a very impressive Alex Wong impression during the So You Think You Dance season 7 finale. Yeah, that was 7 years ago. Twitch has even served as a featured DJ on Ellen DeGeneres show for the past few seasons. Their dance-based love for each other knows no bounds. So it's only fitting that Mr. Boss get his boss a delightfully dancey birthday present. Twitch surprised Ellen, who turned a totally unconvincing 59 yesterday with the celebratory performance featuring some of his friends from 24/7. Shout out to 24/7, which is another dance convention. We've already done that one this year. It's a must. You got to do it. Randy and Heffa, woo! Two of the dopest hip-hop teachers out on the market right now. Love them. Twitch was dope as well. So if you don't have them on your convention list, check out 247.com. See when they are coming to your city, and you have to take your kids there. The thing I love about 247 and the Ash Convention is it focuses on class, class, class. The importance of training And that is what I'm all about. So, all right. So, yeah, it says they broke it down old school like the Running Man. Yes, Running Man. Walk like an Egyptian. Old school. To the equally old school and also appropriate, It's Your Birthday by Dr. Luke. A giant breakthrough wall of wrapping paper was also involved, which many with many bonus points. So, yeah, that's another song, too. It's Your Birthday. It's Your Birthday. Love the Luke song. Definitely have to get the Luke song when one of your kids in the studio has a birthday. You got to put that on there. So I'm going to put this link in the, to the article in there as well. So definitely check it out. Ellen's birthday party. The thing I love about it is it just shows that the old school big dances never die. They never die. For some of my teachers out there, that's the era that we come from. Like if you're teaching right now and you know all about the Running Man, all that, you know, and not the new Running Man, not the one where the feet be like no. I'm talking about the 90s Running Man, the one MC Hammer used to do. Uh-oh, here comes the hammer. Uh-oh. One Bobby Brown used to do. Speaking of Bobby Brown, a little side note. Ooh, I got my life to the New Edition movie. The New Edition movie was special to me. If you haven't seen that, check that out. That comes on BET. They're going to be showing it forever. But definitely check that out. Dope little story about some young entertainers and training. I got my life to the choreographer, Brooke Payne. Because he actually is the first one that I seen as a choreographer. Because I had a singing group myself. And I didn't know who Brooke Payne wasn't familiar with New Edition. And when I seen their video for If It Isn't Love, I was like, who's the dude walking around making sure that they steps is tight? And he was like, that's their choreographer. So I always thought that was special. That was one of the moments where I realized that that's what I wanted to be, was a choreographer, after I seen Brooke Payne. Because before then, I was in a crew. So as a crew, we used to make up our choreography. Everybody had moves. Everybody had input. Which is kind of where I get my style from today, when I break the kids up into different groups and have them work on choreography. So shout out to BET for doing an awesome biopic of the New Edition movie in this story. Definitely a good one for you to see. And I think that's all I got for this podcast. Oh, last thing. And I got one more song to play for you. My man Lecrae has dropped another heater. It's called Blessings, and I think he has my man Ty Dolla $ign on this one. And it's hot. I played that. We did a little freestyle session in there, and I played it. So definitely a song that you want to use for your freestyle. You can use it for warm-up. And you don't have to worry about language on this one. This one is Lecrae. He got the positive hip-hop lyrics. You know what I mean? Doing this thing. Definitely a go-to artist. You want to get his album. Get all of his albums. You know what I mean? Whenever you see Lecrae on there or Trip Lee, you know what I'm saying? Definitely check them out. So yeah, that's it. That's what I got. I'm gonna play this song in the podcast, playing the hit by Lecrae that he just dropped called Blessings. And I hope you enjoyed this podcast. You know what I mean? I missed you guys. I'm back again doing it. I hope that this actually has lots of resources in it. I got music, we got moves, we got it all, because that's what we do on the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast. Please share this. I'm gonna post it on Facebook. Share it with all the teachers you know. Share it with your kids. Let them listen to it if they're dancers or choreographers. You know what I mean? We all one big family. So you can get the podcast on Podomatic.com or go to the website www.mrchrishiphopdance.com. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. It is at Mr. Chris Hip Hop. And if you want to hit me up on Facebook, it's Zonda, Z-O-N-D-A, Flex, F-L-E-X. And that is it for this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Like, subscribe, share, comment, 5 stars, all of that. Do it. And may you have a blessed week. And your boy is up out of here.
If I ever took a loss, I learned a lesson. I won't ever think I'm better than the next man. I've been down before to come up, I ain't stressing. Baby, I'm too busy counting all these blessings.
Count it up. Line them up. Sweat the sun shining on me, get my huddle. No matter that trouble surrounding us. They don't see that it's a lot of us. Everybody move anonymous. Won't take that credit, I know what we get it. Them blessings be coming from God above. I was doing all kind of bad. What a quiet. Tell them I need a verse. Hit the pew and tell God.
body is first. Hit the studio, the body is first. I remember pushing mama a little way, high and day with no gas money. I just bought a car, cash money. I ain't even trying to brag on it. I just tell it how it really is. I ain't tripping, ain't feeling this. I ain't saying I deserve nothing. I'm just trying to talk about the benefits. I've been punching in the clock, trying to keep the kitchen stocked. Man, it's a blessing because we ain't never had a lot. But all we need is all we got.
If I ever took a loss, I learned a lesson. I won't ever think I'm better than the next man. I've been down before to come up, I ain't stressing. Baby, I'm too busy counting all these blessings. Blessings. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Blessings. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Blessings. I put my mama in the grips that stop stress. I put my girl in a brand new diamond necklace. She said she need more of my love and affection. Cause lately I've been working harder than ever. She said, baby, you a boss. Baby, clear your schedule. Darling, you a boss. Let's do something special. Take me on a PJ. We should go to Mexico. I've been down for you, boy, since when the money was low. Anything for my baby, cause she a blessing. I'm better than the next man. I've been down before to come up, I ain't stressing. Baby, I'm too busy counting all these blessings. Blessings. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Blessings. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Count it up, count it up, count it up.
I took so many losses. Could've lost it. Yeah, from leaking like a faucet. Almost cost me. Everything that I got, all of my fam, part of the plan. I was eating fried bologna out of the pan. Y'all don't understand, I was trying to get it. I'm in that studio trying to keep it pushing. Patty pies, boy, I kept them cooking. All I needed was the Mary Mary, but the God in me was having commentary. I got angels all around, like Anita Baker. Blessings falling in line, guess I need a taper. And every loss is a lesson. Tell my haters I confess. Treat them like the green bubbles on my iPhone. I probably never read the message.
If I ever took a loss, I learned a lesson. I won't ever think I'm better than the next man. I've been down before to come up, I ain't stressing. Baby, I'm too busy counting all these blessings. Blessings. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Blessings. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Count it up, count it up, count it up.